You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
So this is a big month for dating. I don't know why. It's cold. Everyone wants to stay indoors and inside. But
New
this
Year's.
Is,
yeah. Resolutions. Yeah. Some people have a resolution to meet someone. Yeah.
To get out of a relationship or get into a relationship. And we were just talking about, Ginge brought up some great points since he is engaged. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, I'm sure that you can chime in here since you're married.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You've got some experience.
Here's what you can do, Foch. Learn a thing or two.
There you go.
I will listen. All right. That's great advice.
All right. Here we go. Here's my main advice. On a first date, to me, it is dumb to take someone to a place that you would not normally go, to spend an amount of money that you would not normally spend. If you take them out somewhere and you spend $100 on dinner, but you normally eat fast food, that's going to be 3 months later, they're going to be like, wow, that was a little disappointing. You got to do what I did. You got to take them to a middle of the road restaurant and kind of go across town because the only other person you were talking to on Tinder worked at the other one.
Oh. Okay.
And I found that out the day before. Mm-hmm. So see, I needed to go to a different one.
You had to be strategic.
See, and that's, think how low that started the expectations. You know, we went to
Okay, so Ginge's key is low expectations.
The lowest.
The lowest.
Well, okay, devil's advocate here. What if somebody is like, well, how are you supposed to show them that you want to treat them special?
Well,
do you try to like go to the next level, at least on the first date, to show that you care?
Go ahead, Chelsea.
Coming from a girl's perspective, if a guy took me out to a really nice steak dinner the first date, I would think it's special because it's our first date. I wouldn't expect that all the time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah,
but here's a way to make it special. You take them to a realistic dinner and then you go to Target and buy Legos.
Okay.
So that's how you make it special.
You want to do a twofer. You want to do a special meal in the beginning, but then the second part of the date, or vice versa, the first part and then the second part.
No. It's that dinner first.
Okay,
that's
that order.
Don't be crazy here. Dinner first.
All right.
Then the Legos.
And then you give them a little slice of what it's like in normal life after they're dating you for six months.
Because the Legos aren't for them. They're for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Do you let them pick out the dollar bin? Like in the front of the store?
No, not really. That's a great idea, though. That's a great idea, but I did not. I did not.
All right.
You know, and it worked out pretty well for me.
All right. Do you have any dating tips? I guess this is for anyone who's dating and me who will be dating someday.
Yeah.
I don't think it's today or tomorrow, but, you know, I'll listen.
So my husband and I's first date was at the Mud House because we had never met each other because we met online. So for him to buy me that $5 coffee was actually like, I liked that. And if the date didn't go well, I could leave. It's just coffee, you know?
$5 coffee, though, is not unrealistic.
Well,
that's not like a $100 steak dinner.
Well, right. But our second date was Applebee's.
Oh, okay.
We were eating good in the neighborhood. Yep.
Wow.
And Target. The same thing.
Really?
I think Target is the magical thing.
Yeah.
Seriously, because we both had great second dates at Target.
I'm not a Target kind of a guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, what you were saying when we were talking about this off air was that's why you always talk about the Subway and Walmart.
Yeah.
Keeping those expectations realistic.
Yeah, that's a real idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you bring up a really good point about coffee in general. Now, you know how I am not a coffee snob, but I like black coffee.
No way.
Great value coffee
snob. Oh, I can't believe it.
So I think that's actually a really good idea to take somebody to a date to a coffee place to see what they order. Because if it's something ridiculous, I think that's a red flag for me personally. To say that I continue on.
That's
really?
True. No, that's totally true.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
So
you specific.
Right.
You want them to just order a black coffee at a coffee place.
Well, not necessarily just a black coffee, but if they get really, really like...
Oh, I like specific.
Picky,
I get what you're saying.
And pain in the buttish about the coffee, then it's probably a no for me, dog.
Yeah, because it's just not... Like, if it's like, can I get a cold brew with half oat milk, half skim, foam on top... three sugars.
Three pumps of sugar-free vanilla.
I would actually, if that happened, I would walk out.
Would you really?
I would end the date.
What if you drove her there?
Right there. I would give her money for her $9 coffee and whatever it costs for an Uber, and I'd be like, here you go. Have wow. fun with this fun. Life. Like, I know where this goes.
Wow. Okay.
So thanks. I mean, this has really been helpful, so
good.
Thank you for that.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.